the clarion call of the 144,000. In the awe of Yahweh and Yeshua, I deliver this prophetic word under the Ruach HaKodesh anointing, the Holy Spirit. I ask now, if anything doesn't line up with the Holy Scriptures, please let me know. I trust every spirit that speaks, especially in a prophetic message, because so many are emailing me and are full of fear. I prayed for a word of encouragement, even for myself, while emailing back another sister, Linda, who is a prophet. She needed encouragement. When I least expected it, this prophetic message came forth. I pray these words will be a blessing to you and help you when fearful news comes our way. I know it will me. It is a frightening thing to be the mouthpiece for Yahweh, and I pray that every word is as He has wanted it said. Feel free to copy and send to encourage others at a time fear is an all-time high. Psalm 2. Why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then He shall speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for the inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore. O ye kings, be instructed. Ye judges of the earth, serve Yahweh with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and ye perish from the way. When His wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. The clarion call of the 144,000. Fear not, my beloved little ones. I am raising up a standard against the evil ones. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise up a standard against him. Because you have not seen it, do not fear that I have forgotten my promise to do so. My beloved, fear not. Again, I, Yahweh, say, fear not, my beloved little ones. I have not raised you up for this hour and endued you with the knowledge that I, Yahweh, have given you to forsake you now. You are one of my anointed hidden ones. Now is the time to arise and come forth to aid your brothers and sisters in Yeshua. I have given you lands, property, ships, islands, houses, and finances. I have secret millionaires, yes, even multimillionaires, and you have not been much use to my kingdom, for you have stayed in the world's eyes and yet tried to walk my fine line. You have loved and served me in secret, for you said to yourself, what can I do for the kingdom of Yahweh? How can I promote the gospel of Yeshua? So you stay quiet and hidden, yet pray for someone else to do what you feel you cannot do. Soon it will be too late to help my apostles and prophets. Do you not yet understand the price even the one I am speaking through must pay? The attacks must be fended off, not only in the physical realm, but the spiritual realm. Are you helping, or are you being a hindrance? I, Yahweh, am pouring many gifts into you. My hidden ones have much godly wisdom, not only in this world, but also in the Ruach HaKodesh. Spiritual realm have I blessed you. You have worked alongside the world, and yet you stay hidden. Many of you are geniuses. I have hidden you as doctors, lawyers, teachers, philanthropists, bankers, inventors, investors, artists, computer intellects, electricians, in the police force, all forms of the government, senators, congressmen, statesmen, sales, owner of stores, franchises, real estate, captains, owners of ships, restaurants, all modes of transportation, actors, movie industries, singers, investors, brokers, writers, chefs, designers, contractors. There is no career that I don't have my beloved children hidden in. These are my disciples who follow my son Yeshua and desire to obey Yahweh's laws in these hidden ones. are spread all over the world. The standard they use to measure man's laws is this. Does it line up with the Holy Scriptures? This is the standard they measure everything by. If it is truth, the Torah and the Scriptures will confirm it. I, Yahweh, have hidden you for such a time as this. Pray how to use your talents and gifts, wisdom, homes, real estate, finances, and spiritual gifts. All wisdom that does not go against my Holy Scriptures, you are to use to help and barter with, at a time when there will be no other way to buy or sell or help others. Your wisdom, revelations, healing knowledge, and the education given to you will benefit others for such a time, and you will know when to use it and where to help and who to help. My apostles and prophets need you to hide them for such a time as this, from the evil ones that seek their destruction, so no one can be warned before judgment falls. I, Yahweh, always send the prophets and apostles to speak, not only to repent, but also to forewarn of the dangers to come and how to escape the enemy's clutches. My hidden ones are to be bold. When you share your hidden knowledge and revelations that I, Yahweh, am giving you daily, but I caution you, rely not on your own strength, but rely on Yahshua's strength, for it is sufficient enough for you, no matter what you face. Is anything too hard for Yahweh to conquer? You face what you perceive as an insurmountable wall that you can't climb nor go around. With my Ruach HaKodesh anointing, you will not fail. I, Yahweh, am breaking down the walls that keep you in bondage, in the prisons where you have been set apart from others. I, Yahweh, am now joining you with others, for these also will be my hidden ones, that I have hidden under the shelter of my wings. Wait until you see the miracles that I, Yahweh, will do. You will see, it will be your finest hours, as once again you see Yahweh deliver those that others seek to destroy, all because of my name. I, Yahweh, have chosen this prophet to call forth the clarion call of the 144,000. Learn the song of Moses, and it is a victory in the name of Yahweh. My new mandate to this apostle daughter of mine is, now is the time for you to seek Yahweh's face, and Yahweh's will, and Yahweh's marching orders. Walk when I, Yahweh, say walk. Run when Yahweh say run. Speak when Yahweh says speak, and do nothing when you are told to just stand and wait. No matter how small of a decision, learn to pray for me to reveal my will, not your will. I, Yahweh, am anointing my chosen ones in a greater way than I have ever done before. Study and show thyself approved, so that no one can misguide you with the Holy Scriptures. I, Yahweh, am assembling my troops on the wall to defeat Satan and the demons that surround you. The weapons you have are not carnal, but spiritual. No weapon can match the unusual anointings that I have imparted in each of you, though you know it not. In my timing, you shall see the standard that I, Yahweh, will raise up against those that seek to harm the Christians and the Jews. All Israelites who call upon the name of Yahweh, those who do not fear to use the sacred names, they realize that they have been deceived and thereby taught wrong. There is an anointing, saving, delivering, and healing power in the names of Yahweh and Yahshua. I, Yahweh, ask you this. Will you forsake the promises I have given you, the blessed hope that I have given you? Why would I say you are not under my wrath, but mercy? And you teach others that I, Yahweh, will allow no escape for the Christians who call out to me in Yahshua's name. I, Yahweh, do have an ark for you. All my children who trust me will hear my voice clearly. Just believe and keep asking me. Do you think that I, Yahweh, have brought you thus far to fail you now? I, Yahweh, will not spare Israel because her people are more holy. In truth, her sin runs just as rampant. The stench rises to heaven as it does in nations around the world. Not one nation or people are better than the other. I, Yahweh, will not allow Israel to be destroyed completely. For I, Yahweh, have made a covenant with Abraham and his seed. My children, who are grafted in by the blood of my son Yeshua, do not fear. I, Yahweh, will honor the blood covenant that I have with you also. Through the spiritual bloodline of Yeshua, you are Jews also. Those that refuse Yeshua's blood covenant and say it is because they are Jews, those who reject Yeshua as my son and your Messiah, be warned. Since you have refused my gift, I, Yahweh, gave you at Calvary, then those who only believe and have the faith that keep in the Torah and the Sabbath and the feast will save them. I, Yahweh, remind you that without a sin sacrifice, when you do sin, there is no holy sinless offering, and you will be judged not by Yeshua, but by Moses and the laws of Moses. Woe be unto you when this happens. There is no grace or mercy when Moses will judge you at the day of judgment. If it was that easy, do you think I would have sent my beloved son Yeshua to suffer and die in your place? All have sinned and fell short of a perfect Creator. How much better for my children who know that they are sinners and yet do the best they can to obey and repent, asking forgiveness in Yeshua's name, and know that Yeshua is their blood covenant, who also will sacrifice for their sins. Yeshua will judge those who have accepted him as such, not the law of Moses, nor Moses. Yeshua will judge the heathen who refuse to live holy lives before me and refuse the only holy sinless blood atonement for sins. Am I unable to deliver and protect you? The plans I, Yahweh, have for you are for good and not for evil. Trust me and stop leaning onto your own understanding. My children, acknowledge that I, Yahweh, alone have the answers, and I, Yahweh, promise to direct your path as you walk in my footsteps. Your footsteps walking alone will lead you astray, but my footsteps are sure, solid steps that lead to victory. Believe and receive victory. Fight for what you know to be right. There are people that you have been dealing with that I am removing from your life to bring others to encourage and help support you in all ways. Do not say that there is not yet time to do this or that. Instead, realize, am I not the Father of all time, the Keeper of time? I, Yahweh, am time itself. Who else can stop time, speed it up, or back it up? Beloved child, and all children of mine who call Yeshua by name and know they can do nothing without that sacred name, I have raised you up for such a time as this. You are part of my hidden anointed ones. Although the enemy will gnash your teeth trying to harm you, and they have written down your names, I also have written down their names in the book of damnation. And these evil ones shall spend eternity in the lake of fire, reaping for what they are now sowing. I shall prove to my children once again, if you listen to my voice and walk in my footsteps, you will outwit the enemies that seek to destroy you and all my children that are seeking to hear my every word and obey me, or at least strive to, knowing that when they do sin, they have Yeshua's blood for the remission of their sins. I, your Father Yahweh, shall confound them with the evil one's own technology. I will confound them with their own inventions, for no earthly or scientific reason, the trap set for my children will instead only entrap and boomerang back upon the evil ones that seek the followers of Yeshua's destruction. What I did once before with the evil Pharaoh, I will do it again. By Yahweh's hand alone, the Goliaths of this world shall forever fall. The ones I call evil secret keepers, who seek to use the secrets of the occult, demonism, scientific and political knowledge, and man-made laws to destroy my children and take the freedoms I have given to my children away, I, Yahweh, will have a surprise in store for them. It will confound these evil ones that think themselves wise. They seek to harm my children. I, Yahweh, and my son Yeshua, vow to protect those that are called forth and anointed for this hour. Those seeking to hear my voice clearer than any other voice, these are my true treasures on earth. All who call out to Yahweh and Yahshua and rely on the Ruach Kadosh to guide them through a most unusual anointing, unlike anything yet seen, must realize I am now pruning them and removing all in their lives that must be removed. Yes, even your loved ones must be pruned or removed by Yahweh's hand, for I must protect my beloved ones. If they are not a help to you and instead are a hindrance, then know that I will remove them, for they will betray you even unto death if Yahweh does not divide what was never meant to be joined as one. Pray and intercede for your loved ones, but when I tell you to move and yet do not tell you to take your unsaved loved ones with you, it will be a test of your love for Yahweh. Will you forsake all for me, like when Lot was told to flee? He had no choice to divide from his wife. I turned her into a pillar of salt. I had to show him and his daughters the hard way. I demand obedience, especially when I send an angel to warn, get out, flee, this place is about to be destroyed. Lot's wife fled, but turned her head to look back and grieve for all of her possessions and home and friends in the city. This is a lesson. When I tell you to flee, no matter what, obey, or Lot's wife's fate will even be my children's fate. Trust me and know that the plans I have for you are for good and not for evil. I laugh as I hear the plots of the enemies, saying all Christians and Jews will die. Do not the enemies yet understand? Though they try hard to exterminate my people, such as the Roman Empire and Hitler did, the more they sacrificed, the more were raised up. The blood of the saints who are sacrificed only will bring more saints to the kingdom of heaven. Saul's will become Paul's. The enemies are so foolish. Do they not think heaven itself will rail against these demonic enemies, and the skies themselves will pour forth my wrath upon my enemies that seek to use a machine that plays God? I am, even now, confounding the enemies in ways you know not. Beware, O enemies of mine, for I shall turn your own creations against you and your loved ones. My children will be spared. How many times already, not only in America but Israel, I have spared these nations in this last month alone. But yea, not only that, but I say even the world would have destroyed itself as one nation plays deadly war games against another nation. And for what? Revenge, greed, power, hungry for more control and power. I, Yahweh alone, promotes and disposes. When my people cry in my son Yahshua's name and cry out for mercy for the nation they live in, as well as those that they don't live in it, how can I deafen my ears, even if I wanted to? You are reading this now because I have extended time for one reason, for the sake of the intercessory prayers that have gone forth, covering this world in my son Yahshua's name. Your ark of safety thus far is the fervent prayers of the righteous. I am Yahweh, and there is no other like me, the standard I raise against evil ones that use their weapons to manipulate the brains of my children will find that not only will their weapons malfunction, but instead I shall turn every invention, every machine, every weapon, every disease, all biological weapons, and all germ warfare against themselves. Even their own loved ones will be ashamed of them, and the evil ones' own bodies will refuse to live out their years. This is my revenge against those that seek the destruction of Yahweh's believers and of followers of Yahshua. I love you, yes, even those that hate Yahweh. I alone created you, and it will be Yahweh's hand alone sent from heaven that will destroy both your body and your soul, sending it in the lake of fire if you don't repent in prayer, asking forgiveness in Yahshua's name. Leave America alone. Leave Israel alone. Leave my children the freedom to worship and serve me in truth and anointed power. I set America apart to be the land of the free and blessed her with no war coming to her shores since the years gone by. America, Don't so freely give away what I have blessed you with, simply because of fear. Speak up and remain the silent majority no more. Let your voices be heard. Remember, when one loses the freedom of religion, and even the wrong are censored, then all are in danger of losing their freedom of religion. Then all are in danger. My children, know this is not about a religion being taken away. This is about a relationship with Yahweh and Yahshua being changed to a form of religion with a form of godliness, but having no godliness within. Beware, enemies of Yahweh and Yahshua. Your very weapons of mass destructions will come back upon yourselves. You will send it out one way, and the angels in heaven will turn it another way. I shall protect my children as a mother lion protects her cubs. Beware, enemies of Yahweh and Yahshua. For you see, I hear my children cry out in the fear and wonderment. For I have taught them to be peacemakers and not warmongers. And this causes them astonishment at the level of wickedness of man's inhumanity to men, women, boys, and girls. I hear my children's cries of fear, for they realize in the natural realm they cannot protect themselves. Now you see why I call them my sheep and lambs. What lamb or sheep can protect themselves? Does a lamb or a sheep have sharp claws or sharp teeth like I have given to other animals? No. A sheep only depends on the good shepherd to lead them to green pastures and clear water. My true sheep and lambs have no shortage of manna or living water. My true sheep trust I, Yahweh and Yahshua, as a good shepherd. My name is Yahweh. My sheep will come only to the voice of I Am and my beloved son Yahshua, and will only hear our still small voice by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. I am that good shepherd. I will protect my sheep and lambs from the wolves of this world. It is true, some of my sheep are killed by the wolves, and some will suffer great persecution. But this has always been. Their rewards are not seen here on earth, but in heaven for eternity. I laugh when I hear how the enemies think that I, Yahweh, am blind or deaf and mute, and will not repeat what I have heard to my apostles and prophets. I warn my children by speaking to their spirits. Is my arm too short to deliver you, my children? Do you believe I am your creator, Yahweh, who created all in heaven and earth? Isn't Yahweh the one who created your eyes and ears? Do you think I now have dim eyesight or deaf ears, not to hear your prayers and cries and see and hear what the enemies are doing? Do you think, my children, that I will not raise up, and already have raised up, a standard against the evil ones? They have the remote viewing, but I have my angels that stand guard 24 hours a day, watching and reporting all that the evil ones are doing. Some are even using my son Yeshua's name to try and deceive my children, sneaking into the flocks of my sheep and lambs, believing that they are unnoticed, and yet I see their hearts. I know what they have been sent to do. I know a wolf when I see one. I see Satan coming as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. My children, you can be deceived for a short while, but only as long as I allow it. Woe be unto that wolf that puts on a mask of a sheep to spy on my children and entrap them. What is the price of your soul? For that is what it will cost you. Your soul will be cast into the lake of fire. Repent today before it is too late. Run from the evil that you have done and expose that evil for what it is. Help my children become one of my hidden ones who will protect and not harm my babies, bride, chosen ones, and elect. Repent to all those that you have wronged. There is yet time for the wolves to become baby lambs. Only through my son Yahshua's blood covenant is this possible. Run, wolf, run, for I, Yahweh, see you. You only think you're invisible and blend in. I have watched the tares and the wheat grow side by side, and now the time is upon this world where my angels shall shortly pluck out the tares and burn them, where they will burn for eternity. First in hell, then in the lake of fire. My eyes always are on guard, for I jealously love and protect my sheep and lambs. Beware you who are unequally yoked, for your own spouses are wolves in disguise. A marriage not ordained by Yahweh will not stand in these evil days ahead. Evil days for the evil ones. For again, I have seen the evil in the churches and in the ministries where I have watched as satanic plants grew in power, popularity, and taught doctrines of devils. Slyly the wolves crept in and played the game of the pretenders as pastors, apostles, prophets, and teachers, and yes, even the evangelists. You can fool the people, but beware, you can't fool Yahweh. You use the name of my son Yeshua, and you name ministries after yourselves to glorify yourself, but you have kept an evil secret. That secret is, you haven't given your sins, hearts, lives, and souls to Yeshua. You instead use occult powers and use my son's name to manipulate my people, to build your towers and mansions that you call churches. I look at these multi-million dollar mansions you call churches, and I call them mausoleums. My Ruach HaKodesh is not in them. My true apostles and prophets that warn you are insulted and abused and chased away. Away with your pretense of worship. I only listen to those that come to me with clean hearts. Away from me with your pretense of praise. The most off-keyed singers that have hearts set to do my will and live their lives in holiness, putting all that Yeshua is before their own wants and desires and needs. This is the highest form of praise music in my ears, not your choreographed praise dancers. True dancing in the Ruach HaKodesh is not taught, nor choreographed, by anyone but the Ruach HaKodesh. It is not done simply because you want to dance before Yahweh and Yeshua. It is your feet being anointed to do so. No one can teach us. I turn away when I see worldliness in the temples and the churches. True apostles and prophets are not taught to be such by a mere teacher in this world. Even your so-called prophetic schools are a mockery. How can you teach what you never were taught by a human? Only the Ruach HaKodesh speaks forth and flows from my apostles and prophets. Those in such schools had better repent and realize man cannot make a prophet or an apostle, or even the office of an evangelist. It is the anointing of the Ruach that draws the people. It is nothing learned nor taught. To be a good pastor, the example is the good shepherd. Pastors and evangelists, stop trying to build your mansions here on earth. Stop storing your riches on earth. You tell my people not to prepare for disasters, yet how many of you are storing up the best of everything? How many of you wealthy pastors have a secret hideaway and have made your plans not caring about your own congregations? Why do you think I want the money given to you in tithes to build your crystal cathedrals or to build the biggest church in America or the world? Wouldn't the money be better spent helping my people to prepare for disasters? You own your own diamond mines, and yet you throw away the true gems. My beloved children, in this world, you have fooled. You have fooled them, oh, you evil ones. But your days are numbered in this world. What will you do then? The law firm that is supposed to defend my people with money sent to them to help defend those called my children, now you fleece the flocks. Instead, you help those that seek to take the privacy away from my children. You have sold yourself to the highest bidder, and his name is Satan. I don't buy my people, nor their affection, loyalty, or trust. I won't barter with the evil ones. I will only warn them. Repent in Yeshua's name. You false pastors, evangelists, apostles, prophets, and teachers, you sicken eye Yahweh. Stop fleecing my flocks. Children, when you see a minister that is a millionaire flaunting their wealth in your face, why do you only give them more, angering me further? When you see a pastor bragging about his Rolex watch or Mercedes-Benz, Rolls-Royce or other luxury car, showing off his mansion, don't you yet see? A wolf has crept in among you. Listen not to just his or her sermons. Instead, judge their fruit. Realize that if that were really my minister, he or she would give more than take. Do you have a church you attend that has people unemployed, on welfare, or in lack? Then how can you put that money in the offering plate to feed the wealthy pastor and to feed the spirit of worldliness and greed. Do you not think I will hold them as well as you accountable? Wealthy pastors that have lack in their churches while they live in abundance are feeding themselves and starving my sheep. These evil pastors, fleecing my flocks, taking all they have and yet mocking their nakedness. Pastors that freely receive should freely give. And yet you will see apostles and prophets selling what I freely gave them to the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. One minister grieves me so. He was once a symbol of Yahshua's love, and now he drips with diamonds and wears the most expensive tailor-made suits, for he owns a men's store. Yet what does he give back to those that have no tailor-made clothes? Stop telling my people that Yahweh told you to build this $10 million or $7 million building. Bigger is not always better. Who is tending to the sheep and lambs when you have hundreds of thousands in your congregations? How can you even pretend to know your congregations with such numbers? Is it not the pastor's job to know my sheep? Most can't even get a phone call to you or even a letter. Most of my sheep and lambs in the churches where they are fleeing to only see the big, beautiful buildings. The pastor, be it a man or a woman, stands afar off and is unreachable to the masses of the people. Who do they think they are? Did not my son Yahshua take the time even to feed the masses of people and touch the people, healing and delivering, praying and blessing them? Shame on you, pastors, with such large numbers of sheep and lambs. You do not even know the names of the people that support you. If and when you see their faces or hear their names, you don't even know them. These people can't even get your attention for an appointment. The wealthy in the congregation get your attention quickly, and anything they need, even a home visit, is not too hard for the pastor and evangelist to fit in their schedules. Hypocrites! Shame on those who support such ministries and pastors. Ask yourself, would one of the more well-known pastors of megachurches deliver such a word as I am using this apostle to deliver to you? No, they would not. Ask yourself, would this apostle of mine be welcome in your church to deliver my harsh words of judgment and mandates for repentance? If the answer is no, you are supporting them with your tithes and offerings, then you are in sin. Yes? Does that shock you? When you help someone to continue to sin, then you are partakers in that sin. Repent today. Don't support a ministry simply because it is named after someone well known in this world, or who has the biggest or more well known church. What does my word say about if all men love you and love the things in this world, does this make you mine? Does all mankind love and receive Yahshua? No. For when you speak in Yahweh's name like this apostle is doing, it is not about a popularity contest. My true apostles and prophets will lose in the world's eyes. They go in lack many times. As Satan lies to the people I have raised up to ease the financial and emotional and physical burdens, my own children shut out my voice, telling them to help, love, and support the few brave and bold ones I do have serving me and my people. Are you to open your homes to them, to help ease the burden to reach my people with the messages from heaven? My true apostles and prophets pay the price for the anointing and are accustomed to grief, suffering, rejection, and persecution. Do you ever count the cost it takes to deliver such a message as this one? Why should you? As long as it is not you that has to pay the cost, right? I know who is reading and hearing this, and I shall one day ask you what you did to ease this minister's burdens. Did you even encourage her? Do you even lift up her name in prayer? Do you realize how few pastors will invite her to minister in their churches after this prophetic message is given? But I, Yahweh, speak this forth, not this handmaiden. So I have this against you, you so-called pastors that are no pastor at all. It would be better to resign than face Yahweh's wrath for harming my sheep and lambs. Shame on you, pastors. You are not a pastor when my children can't get your counsel without first being a member of the church and passing your tithing test. One test being, a member is only recognized if they tithe in a certain dollar amount of donations and attend church a certain number of times. Stop fleecing my flocks. Remember what a pastor is to stand for. Remember, you're not the good shepherd. If I've ordained you to be a pastor, then you are to be a blessing to my sheep. You should be there as a physical part to encourage them with my words, love and pray for them and their deliverance, praying for the salvation of their soul, teaching them to obey my Torah and my commandments, and setting the example. If you don't have my anointing, then you're not an apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, or pastor. I am not impressed with what seminary you graduated from. More appropriately, nowadays it should be called cemetery. The letter killeth, and the Ruach HaKodesh giveth life. If the knowledge that you have is your own, and you're relying on that knowledge to minister, then you're not ministering in fullness under the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh. Away from me, you who are pretenders, you who have crept in among my sheep, taught them, fleeced them, and yet you are not even mine. You don't belong in with the sheep and the lambs. You are a wolf seeking to devour. You have been sent by the roaring lion that is not my son, Yahshua. Yahshua is from the tribe of the Lion of Judah. Offending some, enlightening others, for the love, obedience, glory of Yahweh and Yahshua, 11-2-2001, 1:50 a.m., given to this prophetic handmaiden of Yahweh and Yahshua, Apostle Elizabeth Sherry Elijah Nicomaya. In the World Dictionary, it defines a clarion call as a call to action, an urgent or inspiring appeal to people to do something, from the use of the clarion as a signal in war, and a chauffeur horn is used. You can see this in the Encarta World Dictionary.
Elizabeth Sherry Elijah Nicomaya would like to hear from you. Her email address is revholyfire, that's revholyfire, at hotmail.com. Be sure to visit our ministry site at www.amightywind.com or almightywind.com. If this message or any other prophecies or words at our site have blessed you, please consider becoming a financial supporter of this ministry. Remember, time is short, souls are at stake. Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord Jesus Christ, is coming soon. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 134, Harrison, that's H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, Arkansas, 72601.